Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
New England has sent a message to its troops.
You got to look out for yourself first. There is no I in team.
Belichick wants one of the three great college quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence,
no.
Trey Lance.
Oh, yes.
Dale Arnold.
The Clowney rumor's ridiculous. There's no chance they're signing Clowney. Can we put an end to that, please?
That's the f***ing issue. I don't need to talk to Nick Saban about his f***ing injury.
Rich Key.
He told Carlos, I mean, he struck him out. He told him, nice swing, bitch. What are you supposed to do there?
I'm going to win the Cy Young this year, so.
Dale and Keefe with Wiggy.
You know, a draft stock that we'd have to give up.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI, broadcasting live from our Shaw's and Star Market studios. Tonight on the NFL Network, they've been counting down the top 100 players of the year 2020. Tonight, you're down to the final 10. And the Patriots do have one of the final 10. Stephon Gilmore, Defensive Player of the Year, obviously one of the 10 best players in the league. Now, interestingly enough, fellas, they started doing this in 2011. Three other times has a cornerback been in the top 10 players in the league. 2011, Darrell Revis was 8th. 2012, Darrell Revis was 5th. 2014, Richard Sherman was 7th. I'm guessing Gilmore doesn't beat the number 5. I'm guessing 7, 8, somewhere in there.
Yeah, he'll be somewhere between 7 and 10.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, mm-hmm. He's the reigning defensive player of the year at a position that, you know, doesn't normally win that award, but it is such a crucial position, and he was so good, and it's voted on by other players. And, you know, outside of Devontae Parker, who absolutely torched him last year, he was lights out against everybody else. So, yeah, he'll be up there. But, again, it's, you know, it's skill position guys. It's offensive guys that get most of the
or
love.
Or defensive tackles.
It's Aaron Donald, yeah. And then
J.J.
Years past,
Watts.
Khalil Mack and
yep.
those guys. But
guys
but,
who can have a ton of
right,
sacks.
Right.
Aaron Donald was the top player in the league a year ago.
Yeah.
And I think we all kind of know who the number one player in the league is going to be tonight. Here are the top 10 in no particular order. Aaron Donald.
Spoiler alert.
Derrick Henry. Patrick Mahomes. Russell Wilson. Lamar Jackson. Michael Thomas. Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, DeAndre Hopkins, and Stephon Gilmore.
Oh, that would be a pretty good exercise.
What's
to
the
see,
exercise?
To see if we could, how close we could get to the order of being 10 through 1.
Okay. I don't see what's
I'll tell you
us.
Who I think 10 is on this list. On this list, I think George Kittle is 10.
Okay, I need to get those names again.
Oh, God.
Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald.
Great exercise.
Okay. Wait, Wiggy, it's in an email I sent to
yeah,
you.
The email.
You don't need to write them down.
Check
okay.
the John.
Yeah.
Email.
All right.
Check
so I get a lot of emails, John.
Yeah, I was like, you read John's.
I mean, of the list here, I think Kittle is 10th.
Yeah, I could see Kittle being 10th or even Derrick Henry. I think Derrick Henry.
I got Derrick Henry 9.
Yeah, he jumped out to me as being a little high. I know he's coming off of a great season,
mm-hmm.
but I think if you're also projecting for, that's the
okay.
idea, right? Is this is for the 2020 season. I don't think Derrick Henry is going to be a top 10 player for this year, but on the minds of all the players that voted was how dominant he was a year ago. But I'm with you.
I got Derrick Henry at 10.
Okay.
I like
right.
that.
So Henry 10.
Yep.
Kittle 9 so, or whatever, vice versa. Flip them.
See.
Or you're not going there.
No, I'm not going Kittle 9.
Oh, jeez.
Kittle a little bit higher on my list.
Oh, Kittle?
Yes.
It's a tight end bias.
But he had a great year though.
Yeah, I know he did.
And remember Gronk's been up about 5 or 6 when he had those very good years.
I think it might be 10 to 1's too confusing for the listener. Let's go 1 to 10. Mahomes is obviously number 1.
Yes.
We're all in agreement.
Number 2, do you want to go Wilson or do you want to say would they give Aaron Donald that?
I think Aaron Donald.
Ooh. Russell Wilson.
Lamar Jackson had such a good
remember,
this has already come to a screeching halt.
They're not going to be unanimous lists. We've come to the conclusion that we all have a different answer.
Think
about it. He gets snubbed. Was he on there?
But that's the point of the exercise, to see how close you can get. And remember, it was only for last season, right?
No, it's projecting for this season, isn't it? What's the criteria? John, you're a big criteria guy.
Am I a criteria guy?
Because you're into
lists.
What
have I ever done?
You sent us this list.
Right, but I thought it was based off of what they did last year.
It's that time of year again when NFL players cast their votes to identify the best in the league heading into the 2020 NFL season.
Right.
So it's the top 100 players of 2020.
Right.
Not who had the 100 best seasons
in
2019.
Right, but they're utilizing what they did in 2019 to put them on that list.
With some projection. You're also looking forward.
Okay.
Right?
A little mix of both.
It's a little a little column A, a little column B.
Spoiler alert here. Tom Brady at number 14. That's the lowest he's ever been on this list.
See, that's why.
This only started in 2011. That's
why.
It's such a player bias thing.
No,
Aaron Rodgers is not the 16th best player. Brady's not the 14th best player.
Drew Brees is not the 12th
best.
That one was bad.
But here's
how about Carson Wentz isn't on the list of the top 100 players?
He shouldn't be.
But Rich.
That's insane. He wasn't?
No,
he did not make the list.
So Josh Allen's better than Carson Wentz?
No.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
That's because they're taking into a big part of what they're making this list on is about what they did in the season prior.
All right, well, let me ask you.
You got Brady so low and
so low? He's 14.
Right.
The entire league.
Right.
So if you're basing it off of 2019,
yep.
It sounds like you would be.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Who had a better year, Carson Wentz or Josh Allen?
Carson Wentz.
Close. So if you're going on projections, fine. Then if you think Josh Allen's going to have a big year 3, so be it. That's what you think.
All I'm saying is they put more weight on when they do this list of what the guy.
Except for Wentz Allen. That's a pretty good example, Rich. Thanks, Rich.
Except for what they put more weight on what the guy did the previous
year. Carson
Wentz
is a really good example for Wiggy to say that as well, because Carson Wentz after 20 or going into the 2018 season was number 3 on the list, because that was the whole year. Would have been MVP if he didn't get injured.
Right.
The following year, the team around him was not as good. He got hurt again. He was 97.
But
this year he wasn't on it.
But he was almost MVP. And he was super young, so it was a combination. They were taking what he did the year before, but they were also projecting.
But he got hurt. Last year he was hurt. He missed a few games last year.
Wentz did?
I thought he missed a few games last year.
He missed a couple games after the Atlanta game.
So you have to look at, when they make this list, 80% of this list is what they did in 2000, the year prior.
Let me see how many games Wentz missed. Zero.
arguably, by the way,
he
Carson Wentz had a better year than Tom Brady.
He threw 4,000
so
yards.
So then how was Josh
Allen
playing?
He didn't last year. That was 2 years ago.
Oh, that was 2 years ago.
No, last year he played 16 games. They had a winning record. Oh. He threw for 4,000 yards, 27 touchdowns, 7 picks, and he didn't have a wide receiver.
And
have over 1,000 yards.
Josh Allen is number 87 on the list, and
makes
Carson
no
Wentz
he
doesn't
have,
make it.
He didn't have a receiver with over 500 yards,
let alone
1,000.
I'm sorry. Right, that's
over
a stat. That's
500 yards.
So, who's he throwing to himself? It was
so
insane.
They jerked Carson Wentz. But 80 to 90%.
All right, we can agree.
80 to 90% of this list is what that guy did the prior year. That's why I might have Lamar Jackson number 2
on
the list.
If this list was a real list, they'd have offensive linemen in the top 60. They only have 2.
Yeah, we don't care about offensive line.
Yeah, I guess they
John,
don't.
But
this,
they matter.
This is,
no, they don't. Not on this
and
list.
Make
it
fun
matter
of me.
More than running backs.
People make fun of me for being a big fantasy football player, but this is all this is.
That's
fantasy
what it is.
Football. It's literally, Derrick Henry and Christian McCaffrey and Michael Thomas.
It's a dumb list.
Like, I don't know if they're top 10 in the entire league.
Mitchell Schwartz didn't allow a pressure in the playoffs. He should be in the top 50.
Would you cool it with
Listen,
Mitchell Schwartz?
Okay, now we got
get out of here.
Are
we're
we
going to
put punters and
stuff.
Kickers on this list too.
Get a right tackle.
Okay, right tackle. I don't hear it. Here comes Sean running down the hallway with his notes on guards.
So who do you guys have number
Quentin
2 on
Nelson
your list?
Quentin Nelson made number 29. Sorry, Sean.
I would have my personal list. If we're only going with these top 10, I would go Mahomes 1, Wilson 2, Donald 3, DeAndre Hopkins 4.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson 5, Gilmore 6. Now I'm swimming in the names. I'm swimming in the names.
McCaffrey.
Have him in there. I would have Henry last on this list. Henry, to me, is the worst player on the list.
Kittle.
And I'd have Kittle. I'd have Kittle ninth. Gilmore like eight.
Yep. Yeah, I'm there with you. And it will be interesting, based on last year and heading into this year, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson. Like, I think Wilson is clearly better, but Jackson's the reigning MVP, and they usually, go nuts for that.
I go Mahomes, Lamar, Wilson on this list, Michael Thomas, DeAndre Hopkins, George Kittle, Gilmore, who am I missing? McCaffrey, and then Derrick Henry.
It's funny because running backs, how they're valued by GMs versus like how they're valued by their peers is very different.
One, two, three is gonna be your quarterbacks. Lamar
could be. You don't think Wilson. Aaron Donald jumps up?
No, because he didn't have a great year last year. He had a good year.
That's true.
But look at his numbers. He didn't have like one of those, 19 sacks years.
Yeah.
So I think he's somewhere around like 4-5 in that world because it's gonna be Mahomes, either Wilson or Jackson. And then you decide to put in Aaron Donald because Michael Thomas he's got to be right after Aaron Donald, especially with the year that Michael Thomas had. So he's ahead of DeAndre Hopkins.
Were you guys surprised at all that out of the 100? We don't know where Gilmore will rank, but we do know that he's the only Patriot in the top 100.
I wasn't surprised.
No,
I thought Devin McCourty to me is a top 5 safety. I thought he could have been in the mix.
But remember, these guys...
Cam Newton, to me, is better than Josh Allen, right, so Cam Newton should be top 100.
But these guys are basing it off of what these players did the year before statistically.
It's not all that, though.
But it's 90%
All right, well, then Edelman. If it's just based off last year, then Edelman should be top 100.
Right, but they don't put Edelman...
McCourty had like a career high in picks, didn't he, last year? Or maybe not. Maybe his rookie year he had more, but he had a ton of picks
six
last year.
Six safeties they have in the top 100, by the way.
Yeah.
So isn't he
and
a top
he's not
five?
One of the top six safeties?
Isn't
well,
he?
Well, you got to think.
Maybe he's sixth,
Earl Thomas did not have a great year last year, and he's 75. This is a biased list about guys who have
their
been
friends.
Good in the league,
yeah.
And
you
they're
know what
respected
this list
across
is?
The league, and so the players vote
you
for
You know
them.
What this list
I
is?
Devin McCourty was all of those things.
This list is kind of the Pro Bowlers on steroids, right? So when you
kind of
when you think about
but you're not forced to vote for every position, so it ends up just being the glamour positions.
Right. And they look at, okay, 80% is all right, what did the guy do the year prior to that and what has he been in the league? And now and a little bit is of, okay, what are we projecting? Mm-hmm. So now that's how they put this list together. And that's the way I think you have to look at it. So when you think of Devin McCourty, does he instantly jump out as one of the top? Because you said how many safeties?
Six are on the list.
Okay,
I think he's a top six safety.
So Earl Thomas.
Yeah, I don't have the list of safeties.
I can tell you who the safeties are.
Okay, go ahead.
Budda Baker. Is it Buddha? Budda?
Buddha. He's good.
Buddha Baker, yeah. Arizona Cardinals. He's at 97.
Okay.
So he's barely on the list.
He's barely made it. And then working up, the next safety is Earl Thomas at 75.
Is the Honey Badger on the list?
Yes,
should
I'm getting
be.
There.
Yeah, yeah.
Harrison Smith at 64.
He might be the best safety.
Okay.
You got to go a ways before you hit the next one. Tyrann Mathieu at 39.
Okay.
He's
Minkah
good.
Fitzpatrick at 35.
Yeah. Okay.
Jamal Adams at 27.
These are six.
Yeah. So I can say McCourty's had a better season than Baker, but that's why if McCourty's off the list, then that would lead to, well, he's 32 or whatever, however old he is.
Right.
Maybe you don't think he's going to be as good. So that's more projection.
That goes into the projection part of it, right?
But still, I mean, no Cam Newton. No.
But Cam wouldn't be on this list.
So if they have
no
one
Cam Newton,
player,
no Carson Wentz.
One player in the top 100, and I know it's voted by the player, so it's somewhat, it's biased, but still, the Patriots are usually pretty well represented on these lists. Just for years and years and years, you would start with Brady and Gronk every single year.
Right, but that's it. You don't have that. So the other guy.
But Edelman had cracked it before.
Yeah, but see, the problem is he barely cracks it in like the high 90s.
Is Joe Tooney not a top 100 player? Guess to get back to that guard talk that I was excited about.
Yeah, well, not listen. Leave the old lineman out. So when you look at Edelman, right?
There are offensive linemen on the list, though, Wiggy.
Two of them. That's what Chime said. There was two on the list.
No, two in the top 60.
Yeah, right. No, there are offensive linemen on the list.
All he right. thought Mitchell Schwartz should be up.
But DK Metcalf was at 81, and you're telling me Julian Edelman shouldn't be on this list?
But
Brandon Brooks of the Eagles is 98 on the list.
Yeah, the DK Metcalf thing is all. He had a good rookie year, but that's a projection.
He had a fine rookie year. Yeah, it wasn't anything crazy.
That's projection, right?
So unless they think Edelman's going to completely fall off the cliff, I would think Edelman would deserve to be a top 100
Larry
player.
Larry Fitz is still on this list.
Well,
so
he's going to be the third most targeted receiver.
It's a combination of projecting rookie and second year guys, but then also honoring fossils.
Right.
It's bizarre.
Larry Fitz is 69. That's way too high.
Nice. Right. But that's what it becomes. It becomes a glorified Pro Bowl list.
Yeah.
And when
get Wiggy going on the Pro Bowl.
When you look at it,
Bubba Frank.
Players in the league, do you think they give players in the league? I think they look at him and they think he's a great player, but do you think they give Julian Edelman enough credit, or he's an underrated?
No, they don't give him enough credit.
Underrated player that when you say, all right, give me your top 10 wide receivers or even your top 15 wide receivers.
He's probably not a top 10 receiver, but
he probably won't even make top 15.
Well, he should.
Yeah, that'd be close to
but
me. I'm talking about 15.
No, we're talking about Julian Edelman because we see him every week. When you're talking about people that don't see Julian Edelman every week that are voting on it, do you think they're going to have him at top 15?
They've had a lot of chance to see Julian Edelman over the last number of years. And by the way, they've had a lot of chance to see him perform heroically in playoff
situations.
Right,
but that's still not
going to... That should all stick in their heads.
But it doesn't, because when you think about the top 15 wide receivers in the league, you're instantly thinking of guys like Mike Evans, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Larry Fitzgerald, Robert Woods, right?
Robert Woods.
You're putting Bobby Trees in the top 15.
You might want to cool off with Robert Woods.
But you want
Rashad Perriman.
Yeah. He's a burner. He had two good games last
year. Scotty Miller.
But they don't give Edelman enough credit. He's just not going to get it. He's not going to get enough credit from his peers in the league as far as when it comes to voting.
But it's weird to me because it's all right, Joe Tooney's not on the list because he's a guard, but Edelman's not on the list because I guess he's too old, because you would think there's probably a million wide receivers on there. I don't know what the exact number is, but there's a bunch. It's not like you need to be a top 5 or even a top 10 guy to be on there. But it also speaks to, if the Patriots have a really good year, it goes back to what Belichick was able to do with a team that is certainly one of the least talented, just top to bottom, that he's probably ever had.
When we come back, Pandering Man makes a return engagement. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, and it's time to trend.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dale and Keefe.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
Previously on The Adventures of Pandering Man.
But Pandering Man, he had an issue with the fact that the death rates were down. Oh. Pandering Man told me a week ago what mattered was death rates next.
Well, we know Texas is a hotspot, but I'll give you
Okay. How about Arizona? How about them?
Wyoming.
Nope.
Delaware.
No.
Maine.
Nebraska? Notice how Wiggy doesn't want to talk about any of the states that are doing
badly. You're only bringing up three states.
Yeah, you got three. There's 50
of them. No, I'm giving you several, and you keep ignoring
them. You've given me Florida, Texas, and Arizona.
For the record, I do not wear a mask in my car. All right, Pandering Man is set to come back. I will open up this with good news from the NBA. The NBA and their Players Association have just announced that their latest weekly update, 0 positive COVID tests again.
Great news.
The NBA.
Pandering Man don't like that.
But wait,
NBA, The NBA bubble is working.
Wait till Lou Williams gets back.
Yes.
Yeah, well.
Pandering Man does not like that. He strikes again.
Why does Pandering Man not like that?
Well, because that would mean that
he doesn't want the return of sports.
Yeah, he don't want Pandering. You think Pandering Man wants sports to come back? He don't want sports coming back.
No.
He wants Lou Williams to go in there and infect everybody.
Pandering Man wants to cancel the MLB season.
Right, and that's where Pandering Man
almost got his wish.
Almost got his wish. He struck down and he said he mind manipulated everybody. He said, "Hey,
he made those Miami Marlins go out to the club."
See? Here's where Pandering Man mind manipulated you. He made you focus on just one thing. He made you focus on the small pitcher. The small pitcher, the 19 Florida Marlins, or however many players it was that tested positive for the Florida Marlins. Pandering Man said, that's what we need to look at. Don't look at anything else. Well, Pandering Man, what about the other 6,400 or 6,000 tests that Major League Baseball took?
29 other teams.
29 other teams that nobody else tested positive
for. Zero positive tests?
Pandering Man don't like that.
I didn't like that. Look over here. What was he going to say? Was he going to say
something? Pandering Man.
Oh, there it goes. Hey,
and that was...
This is always a well-run operation.
Yes, it always is smooth.
Yeah, well, it is. Usually is
this
first.
Is ghetto Pandering Man. You never know what's going to happen.
I know he's gonna say that's the thing, when he's going to say it.
That's the thing that irritates me the most, right? We had this issue in Major League Baseball, and what did all the Pandering Man, you know...
pull the plug.
They wanted their superhero to do.
Cancel the season.
Pandering shut it down.
Man doesn't want sports to come back.
Yeah, shut it down. Was it Jeff Passons that we talked about that was like, oh, it's a shame if the rest of the league plays.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bad. Well, that was Optic Man.
That was Optic Man.
He flew in right next to him.
But see, Pandering Man mind manipulated
him.
He
did.
Right?
So yeah, he did.
It's a bad look.
By the way, within the last few minutes, the Associated Press has announced that the Marlins had another player test positive. They're now up to 16 players.
16.
Texas.
How many players in Major League Baseball?
How many players?
Yes.
It's infinity players. They have so many. Are you talking about the guys that are even in camps, too?
No, I'm talking about right now, Major League Baseball
players. Well, there's 30 players per team.
Yeah.
So okay.
It's around 900, a little more than 900
and
players.
And you notice that the only thing we care about are the 16 that tested positive?
The Marlins. A lot of attention on the Marlins.
What?
Florida.
What about the Rays? The Rays are a Florida team. How many guys do they have?
Zero.
Oh. What about the Atlanta Braves? They're right next to Magic City. What happened to them?
Zero.
Oh.
What about the Houston Astros? They're in Texas.
They are in Texas. They're just getting buzzed at. They're getting their towers buzzed.
Oh, what about the Texas Rangers?
They must have a ton of it.
Where do the Texas Rangers play, though?
Texas.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right in the name.
Arizona.
No, I don't think
no,
so.
They
also have a team.
Does Arizona have a baseball
team? They do. The D-backs. The Snakes.
How many tested positives they got?
Looking like zero.
California.
Are you going through every team now?
They have the Angels.
No. All I'm going
through. The Dodgers.
All I'm going through.
We're getting buzzed.
Giants.
Getting the tower buzzed. They're buzzing towers.
All I'm going through is why this is the irritating thing about sports and the return of sports. We only want to show the negative stuff. We never want to show the positive stuff. So the whole spin, and that's why I got to give Rob Manfred credit for this. The whole spin was shut it down, shut it down, shut it down. Look at the Marlins. How are they going to finish the season? I told you these bubble sports can't make it, but they don't
want non-bubble sports.
Oh, yeah, right. Sports can't make it, and that's all it is. When do we focus on the good news?
Like the Red Sox starting rotation.
We just told you the NBA had zero positive tests for the last week.
Well, what about Major League Baseball?
Baseball, outside of the Marlins,
and we said earlier in the show that other than the Marlins, they had none.
No, but we focused more on the Marlins.
We said it.
Yeah, we just said it because we...
Oh, wow, we didn't mean it.
When did we say that?
Well, we're right down the middle type of show is what we are.
Okay, you know? But that's the thing. And then Pandering Man, not only did he strike... MLB,
yeah.
But he struck here locally.
He struck locally?
The virus is still very much a threat here, and it will be for some time here in Boston. And certainly, as we're watching the news and seeing what's going on around the country, and still, it amazes me that there's some still elected officials in the country that are still refusing to wear a face mask and talk about the importance of face masks.
Wait a minute, did he take over the mayor's body?
Yeah, well, now if he mind manipulated.
Okay.
So if you don't know who that was Mayor Marty Walsh. He is the mayor of Bitchville, a.k.a. used to be Boston, but now. And he also said, if you are a 8-year-old girl or a 10-year-old boy, and you're looking to have a birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big birthday season. It's a lot
what
of kids.
I want a pool party.
My son was born. My son's birthday's coming up August 1st. My daughter's is August 17th.
What should I do?
I got some nieces and nephews. You know.
Can I get like a pinata and have a little outdoor party?
Well, maybe we can ask the mayor of Bitchville. What
I also
do?
Just ask people as we think about the rest of the summer, when you think about birthday parties and cookouts and things like that, be very careful. You don't want to see outbreaks of coronavirus in your backyards or in parks around the city of Boston. And that's another reason why we're not going to be having parades this summer and this fall.
You know, what really enraged everybody is when, you know, he told Carlos, he struck him out. He told him, nice swing, bitch.
So don't have any birthday parties.
No parties.
No parties.
Well, isn't there a safe way to have a party?
It is.
Okay.
The safest way to have a party is
on Zoom.
No.
Oh.
You can have it, but when people ask you what it is, go, it's a protest.
Okay.
And if you have a protest, you're fine. You can flood the streets with thousands of people.
Do whatever you want.
But 15 people in the backyard.
Can't do it.
Celebrating
Lakeisha Keith's birthday.
Her birthday.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Canceled that.
That's what happened down on the Cape in Chatham. They had a party, and the next thing you know, they had an outbreak. They had a bunch of people test positive.
50 cases.
Then and you had a church service where a pastor of a church, they had a multi-day revival event.
Yep.
And he came out today and said, everybody's got it.
And they also had, I believe it was Bristol, Tennessee, they had a race where they had 30,000 fans show up. And they had no spike.
They were mad about the flag, though.
They were mad
about the Confederate flag.
I don't know how many Confederate flags
Bubba Wallace
were.
Got booed.
So there's been other things going on where people are actually doing stuff and they're not having this massive spike. But Panther and Man only wants us to focus on...
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to focus on the 50 people in Chatham.
Texas.
And the great state of Texas.
Well, not Texas.
Florida. Keep it to the Marlins.
Well, that's the world that we're living in, Dale. All I'd like to do is have some good news and not have Pandering Man.
No.
Well, you're going to try.
Ruin my day.
Right.
So we should just ignore all the other stuff.
Yeah, let's ignore it.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate the honesty.
No, let's ignore it the same way we ignore all the positive stuff.
Just talk about nothing.
There doesn't seem to be a ton of positive stuff, Wake.
Well, zero positive tests outside of Marlins positive.
And we opened this segment and we opened the segment with that.
What segment? The Pandering Man segment?
No. Yes. This is the segment we're in, Wake.
That's the only reason why we opened it. But let's be honest. Anytime we get positive news, it gets shut down.
Yeah.
I sent Ken a thing about how the... cases in Florida, Texas, and Arizona are actually starting to come down.
What'd he say?
That was from 2 days ago.
Oh,
don't count.
Here's the audio of Ken reacting.
All I'd like is for us people out here that would like just to see some positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Let us get a week, Pandering Man. Go on vacation. Keep your negativity. Let us just get a week of some positivity.
Sure.
That's all I'd ask.
So just ignore the real world and just do positives.
Yeah, the same way you ignore the real world when it comes to the positive.
It's a give and a take here.
Right? It's like, you know, the same way you ignore the positive we would like for you.
Like I started the segment with.
Nah, Dale, come on. You only started because you had no choice.
What else you got? It's coming up in just a couple of minutes, including you'll hear from Coach Bill Belichick. Sort of. Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, Sports Radio, WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ready for more?
Dale and Keith on WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of things we missed earlier in the show.
What else you got?
Wiggy.
All right, so my boy is back. I've been waiting for him for a long time. Mike Tyson, he'll be taking on Roy Jones Jr. I believe it's sometime in September. And he's in great shape. He looks good. So
he's 54 years old, Wiggy.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he does look in great shape.
Yeah, he's fighting Roy Jones. It's not like he's fighting Tyson Fury or he's fighting, you know, Deontay Wilder. So he was asked about some opponents that if he fought them, what would happen?
Mike Tyson versus Rocky Balboa.
Man, will kick Rocky butt, man.
Oh, come on.
Lay him out.
Come on, though. He's,
dude.
Drago. Ivan Drago from Rocky IV.
Oh, man, too slow, dude. Too many muscles.
Mike Tyson versus Conor McGregor.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, that dude's nuts.
Yeah, but I'm going to kick his ass anyway.
Mike Tyson versus the Karate Kid.
Whoa, wax off, wax on. This looks pretty complicated. I'm going to have to surrender to him on this one.
I can't wait to
see
it.
There you go. All right.
I can't.
So the one he can't beat is the Karate Kid.
Yeah, well, you know, karate, wax on, wax off. Danielson. I cannot wait to see Mike Tyson fight.
Ralph Macchio is a real tough fighter.
I think he's going to. He's taking this serious. Like, he's like. I think he's going to destroy Roy Jones. And they're not even, like, in the same weight class. They were never even the same weight class when they fought. Mm-hmm. Roy Jones was never a heavyweight, was he?
Roy Jones, I think by the end might have.
Was he? Okay.
I think he did because he hung on for way too long.
Yeah, he fought in a bunch of different.
Yeah, yeah. When he was dominant, though, he was not a heavyweight.
Well, this is going to it's going to be a good one.
I'll watch.
What else you got?
Rich.
Well, we kind of forget about the fact that the NBA did play most of its season, and they're still going to have all of their awards. And Zach Lowe, a well-known NBA writer for ESPN, he has his all-NBA ballot. And apparently the league is allowing them to sort of have a little bit more flexibility with the positions because normally it's two guards, two forwards, and a center that get the votes for first, second, and third team. But all this to say, he has Jason Tatum on his third team, which I think is exactly right. I think Jason Tatum, there was a push there for a time right after the All-Star announcement that he was looking like a top 10 player. There was a big argument for him to be a top 10 player. But third team All-NBA, I think, proves exactly where he's at. A huge accomplishment for year three in the league, but not yet at that MVP level, which are usually the guys on the first two All-NBA teams. So he deserves to be on there. He was the only Celtic that Zach Lowe had on there, which is fine, which is, I think, the right call. But that's not exactly what's going to happen necessarily, but I do agree with Zach Lowe that Jason Tatum should be third team All-NBA. Right.
Jason Tatum is headed. Yeah. I was a little skeptical about him. I was like, can he do it? But he's definitely...
He really improved this
year. He's headed in the right direction. Yep. He's going to have a better career, High Noon hot take, than Zion Williamson.
Ooh. Save it for High Noon. Jeez.
What else you got?
It's just a little nugget. He's been down on Zion Williamson.
Nah, I know. It's really not that much of a hot take for beginning. Wiggy. Yeah.
it's High Noon somewhere.
It's on brand.
Well, they both went to Duke.
All right, so... Frank Caliendo, one of my favorites, has a new video that he put out. And he is sitting at a desk chair, and he's got a couple of championship rings on the size of coffee tables. He's wearing a Patriots little quarter zip. And on the bulletin board behind him, he's got all these pictures tacked up of Trevor Lawrence. And you can tell that it's Bill Belichick talking to players about the upcoming NFL season.
Yeah, I understand. Right. Well, you know what I always say. No, not that. You got to look out for yourself first. Right. Correct. There is no I in team. But there is an I in COVID. And in virus. Very good. Okay, well, I can't influence you either way. Do what you think you need to do. Okay. Goodbye. You'll sit down.
So, in other words, he's in the Colin Cowherd, Belichick is tanking the season so that he can draft Trevor Lawrence, and he's trying to talk his players into not playing this year.
Well, we'll see. I mean, if Trevor Lawrence, he's going to have an opportunity to have a great season this year, so we'll see. ACC say they're going to play, and I'm looking forward to it, but I still want Justin Fields. I'll take Justin.
They're not going to be in a position to get any of the three, I believe. Yeah,
they're not going to be that bad.
Well, if they tank. So.
I don't see it.
If they tank and get to
it happening.
If they're at six
Wiggy,
or seven.
You know better than we do. Can you see Bill Belichick able to tank anything?
No, but maybe they're just not that good, and they end up.
Oh yeah, well that could be.
They end up being.
They're not tanking, but they just turns out.
Yeah, they end up being 6-10, 5-11. You're close enough there. You trade a few picks, and boom! Next thing you know, you're picking. All you need to do is be in the top five or top six to get one of those guys.
I don't know that they're going to be that bad. I mean, at worst, you think they're the second best team in the AFC.
No, I know that, but I mean, if maybe Cam gets hurt and you put Stidham in there,
now you got your quarterback getting hurt.
Well, we're talking about how the chances of them getting one of those guys.
And this from the guy who was asking us to be more positive just 5 minutes ago, right?
But I still think they'll go 10-6. So,
there you go. So yeah, they're not getting those guys.
It's a dream scenario.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Wiggy, good to talk to you again.
All right,
bud.
Boys, good stuff.
Rich, we will be back tomorrow. Why? Quick programming note. We will take you inside the bubble in Toronto on Friday. Mike Milbury will join us. I'm sitting here while we're doing the show, Rich, and I'm watching NHL hockey on my TV and sitting here in front of me, and it's just weird. You know, the end of July and watching
hockey. It's back.
Hockey games.
I know. It's crazy.
And we'll have a Bruins game on TV tomorrow night, believe it or not, and going back to that job. So we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. OMF is coming up next. Goodbye.
Northeast Health Men's, Northeast Men's Health.
And that's all, folks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.